The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Always good to talk to John Fisher Burns. He is such a perceptive observer of everything. I'm joined now by Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Happy New Year, Senator. Good to have you back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Happy New Year, Hugh. It's good to be back with you.
Well, you know, this is the year that the Browns finally get into the playoffs, so I know that you will be following with me. And maybe Arkansas gets back to 6 wins in a bowl game?
I'm afraid the Browns may be making the playoffs sooner than Arkansas makes the bowl game, but we can always hold hope alive, both of us.
Realism. Realism trumps. I just got done watching Robert O'Brien on Fox and Friends, the National Security Advisor, take a few shots at Ben Rhodes, saying that he believes, and the president believes, weakness is provocative, and while he does not want to spend time criticizing the prior administration, they've grown weary of all, I think you call them the Munchkin Metternichs, the Keystone Cop Kissingers, the two-bit Talleyrands on TV blasting away. It is remarkable, Tom Cotton, the reaction of the Obama bubble.
Yeah, Hugh, I mean, you always like to poke fun at the wake that the JCPOA authors are continually holding for that nuclear deal. But rather than go over all of the old arguments about flaws in the nuclear provisions of that deal, let's remember, Hugh, some of the ancillary provisions. As part of that deal, the Obama administration lifted sanctions on Qasem Soleimani.
I had forgotten that. Yep.
They sent Qasem Soleimani $1.5 billion in Swiss francs and euros that he could use to fuel his proxy war against the United States. And while we're at it, since so much of the Obama-era echo chamber also have been fanning the flames of the Russia collusion hoax, one of the very first places Qasem Soleimani went after sanctions were lifted against him was to Moscow. And then Vladimir Putin surged into Iraq on behalf of Iran and its shock troops supporting Bashar al-Assad.
Now, Tom Cotton, you're an interesting person to talk to because you walk point on patrol in Baghdad at a time when Qasem Soleimani and his Quds forces were arming local Shiite militia with the very deadly projectiles and roadside bombs that killed so many Americans. This does not seem to bother your colleagues in the Senate on the other side of the aisle that he is responsible for the death of hundreds of American soldiers. Your colleagues, you've buried some of them when you were in the old guard. You know their wounded colleagues are out there. What is wrong with your Democratic colleagues?
Hugh, I think a lot of them suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. If Donald Trump does something good, since Trump did it, it actually is bad. Many of them, too, are fully bought into the appeasement approach to Iran. They believed it when they supported the disastrous nuclear deal that President Obama pursued, which, as I said, had a lot of terrible side effects as well, like lifting sanctions against Qasem Soleimani or supercharging his terrorist proxy war against the United States. But they're just, you know, Hugh, part of the appeasement first crowd. They believe that if we continue to try to give inducements and encouragements to regimes that hate us, that use terrorist masterminds like Qasem Soleimani, that one of the day they're going to change their ways. Obviously, that's not the case. I suspect that Donald Trump, in one strike last week, did a lot more to change the calculation of the Ayatollahs than all the money that Barack Obama gave them.
General David Petraeus said to Foreign Policy yesterday, yes, Iran can respond, Iran can retaliate, and that can lead to further retaliation, and that it is clear now that the administration is willing to take very substantial action. This is a pretty clarifying moment in that regard. Petraeus, not particularly a political figure, but very well experienced in the area. I think deterrence is what the president aimed to restore, and I think he has.
That's right. That's right, Hugh. I think some of the Ayatollahs and probably some of our friends in the Middle East, after Donald Trump practiced restraint in June after the Iranians shot down our unmanned aircraft, or in September after they bombed the Saudi Arabian oil field, questioned whether or not he would take such action. He showed that he would before we struck Qasem Soleimani. Remember, we had an American killed and other Americans wounded in northern Iraq on Friday, December 27th. And a couple days later, we struck 5 bases of Kataib Hezbollah, the terrorist proxy that was responsible for those attacks. Rather than stand down, Iran escalated again by attacking our embassy a couple of days later in Baghdad. And then when Qasem Soleimani showed up in Baghdad in preparation for launching even bigger strikes, Donald Trump ordered a strike against him. If you're Ayatollah Khamenei sitting in Tehran, I think you have to question what Donald Trump would do next if you were to launch any other attacks against Americans.
I agree. Now, a very quick question. If John Bolton does testify, can I have your seat in the gallery? Because I want popcorn. I think you'll end up getting a lecture on why Obama allowed Crimea to be taken by Putin. Democrats have no idea that they're grabbing a knife at the wrong end, and it's very sharp if they want John Bolton to testify. Agree or disagree?
I agree that challenging John Bolton may be described as grabbing a knife at the wrong end. I've never heard that before, but I suspect John will like that. I would say this point, Hugh, it's really premature to even think about witnesses at this point. What we're simply saying in the Senate is that what was good enough for Bill Clinton is good enough for Donald Trump. In 1999, there was unanimous agreement that we should have the opening arguments, we should have time for senators to pose questions, we should have time for senators to deliberate. And at that point, we can make the decision whether we need witnesses or documents. The Democrats agreed unanimously to that procedure when it was a Democratic president who had been impeached. We are simply saying that what's good enough for Bill Clinton is good enough for Donald Trump.
It's perfect. Like, as I say, Nancy Pelosi, the article held hostage day 21, dumbest move in American political history, but I love it. Let it continue. Tom Cotton, great to talk to you, Senator. Have a great start to 2020. I'll be right back, America.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.